for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, September the 2nd, 1984. Labor Day weekend deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This afternoon service is a deliverance service. A while back, we were asked by some of the students at ORU to come over and hold a deliverance session for a group of them. One of them being a young man that lived here for several months, who has now come through ORU and has graduated this year as a doctor, Skip Mondragon. And his story is quite the story, as of many others, of God's grace in his life. He was a Catholic boy, had a full paid scholarship to Notre Dame, and really got a dose of salvation, then got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he became a wild Indian and stood up one day in the cafeteria and preached them a sermon on idolatry. In his third year of medical, studying to be a doctor. Well, I guess you know what happened to him, and it made his mother very upset, and he ended up here for almost a year with us. And in that period of time, we got him calmed down a little bit to where he was rational. And I've heard the remark made by that after you receive the Holy Spirit, you need to be tied up for a year. Well, he literally almost needed it. But then we convinced him and that he should go back to school. He made application several places and was accepted at ORU and went there and has graduated this year. We're very proud of some of our kids. Amen. But they asked us to come over, and they got quite a large group together, some of the instructors and the students. And we went over to have a deliverance session with them and teach them. And I had no idea really what to talk about to them. And just a few minutes before I was to talk, why, the Lord gave me a subject to talk on. And I had no time. I didn't tell Irma what it was. And when I started in, she almost fainted. But it was along the line that we've been hearing the last two afternoons from Sister Artis Thomas. Incest was my subject. And Irma thought, what on earth is he talking about this to this? Our ORU students and several instructors of ORU. What's happened with him? Well, I didn't know either. But I talked, I suppose, for an hour or maybe longer on the subject of incest. That's my subject this afternoon. But I'm not going to talk that long about it. I'm going to cut it short, much shorter than I did over in Tulsa. And then Irma's going to speak for a while. Then we're going to have a deliverance session. But when I finished speaking, I led them in a prayer of renunciation and begin to call out sexual spirits and spirits of incest. And when I did, the very first person that was sitting by the door, who had seemed unmoved by my discussion, fell on the floor and screamed and began writhing across the floor. And it was one of ORU's nursing instructors. And for the next 3 hours, we had bedlam in that place. And then we realized why the Lord had given me that subject to speak on. As it was winding down, there was one beautiful young lady from up in the state of Michigan, Pentecostal girl all of her life, and she was 19, I believe. Dutch descent, beautiful blonde, blue-eyed girl. And a couple of the other kids there were working and dealing with her, praying with her, and all they could get out of her was, "I can't." I believe that's what she would say, "I can't, I can't, I can't." And so finally, Irma went to help them. And finally, Irma got her and said, "You've got to tell us, if you want some freedom, you've got to confide in me the problem." And it seems unbelievable what happened. But since that time, we found that what seemed unbelievable is too common. This young girl, since she could almost remember, had been molested by her Pentecostal spirit-filled mother. And it was now Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving time, and Christmas was coming. She was expected to go home, and she didn't want to go home. And not only had she and her sister been molested, but both of her brothers, by her mother, by their mother. Incest, and there's all kinds of pornography that's coming, and you've probably seen on the news about those over in Sweden, that they've made a lifestyle of producing child pornography, and it's rampant in the nation. But the worst fact of it is, it's in the Pentecostal home. My brother's Assembly of God pastors a large church. They've called here. In fact, I talked to her last night. My sister called here last night about another subject. And we discussed this particular item. They have a man in their church who is a very well-to-do man. And he cannot seem to leave his daughter alone. And after it happens, he denies that it ever happened. He says he does not remember. And they're lying. Well, it's a possibility that Satan blocks it out and he really does not remember it. It's possible. And so this is a subject that we need to take up. One of the subjects. There's lots of them. This is just one of the many. Turn with me today to Leviticus chapter 20. And it's strange how most, not only Pentecostal and charismatic, but the old line denominational churches do not want to turn back to these books and read what God says. But as I said yesterday, that it's all one book and it's one word. It's nice to pick and choose, but God doesn't give us that privilege. We think we can, but God does not give us that privilege. Verse 22 of Leviticus 20. "And you shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments, and do them, that the land whether I bring you to dwell therein, spew you not out." Leviticus chapter 18. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall you not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances or regulations. You shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which, if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord." Now, we will continue on in the chapter. "None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother, and thou shalt not uncover her nakedness." Incest. And we have a scripture that tells us that incest is to the 10th generation. That the word Moab means incest. Moabites. "The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. For theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness, half-sister. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman, your aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister. She is thy mother's near kinswoman, your aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Incest, all of these. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to sister to vex her to uncover her nakedness besides the other in her lifetime. In other words, this is a law that God's laid down since Jacob. See, at the time of Jacob, he took two sisters. For now God forbids that and says you shall not do that again. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness or her ministerial period of time. You shall not have sexual relations with her during that period of time. And I believe that, that's one of the causes that we have had had to have hysterectomies. And men have had prostate trouble is because this law of God has not been obeyed. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Homosexuality, lesbianism. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down therewith. It is confusion, bestiality. Defile not you yourself in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. So that takes in the whole nation, doesn't it? And this nation is written with these abominations throughout the nation. And not only through the nation, but in the house of the Lord. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spew not out you out also, when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the soul that committeth them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall you keep my ordinances, that you commit not any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, that you defile not yourself therein. I am the Lord your God. Now, we find all of this repeated again over in the 20th chapter of Leviticus. We find it all repeated again in the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm not going to turn there and read these others as I have done previously. But in one place it says that you'll be cut off. Another place it says you're to be taken out and stoned. And in another place it says you're cursed. But We live in a day when the grace of God has been spread abroad on the land in our behalf. So we're not taken out in stone. But the curse to the third and the fourth and the tenth generation has never been lifted. That is still in effect. So when we commit any of these, or our ancestors before us have committed any of them, and who knows what they have done, we are cursed with a curse. And we're learning how to take authority and apply and appropriate the word of the Lord and that which Jesus provided for us and made a way for us, so that we can break the powers of these curses, apply and appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse us from the sins of our ancestors, and take the curses of our ancestors, that they be lifted off of us, so that we can walk out from underneath these curses and live in according to the word and by the word of the Lord, without the sin coming down and following us as it has and as it is to some of us to this present day. So I thank the Lord that the knowledge has been here all the time. We just not have looked at it and seen it and applied it, and or basically most of us haven't wanted to believe it. We haven't wanted to believe it in two ways. We haven't wanted to believe that it was happening, and on the other side, we didn't want to believe that these things applied to us. And both applied to us. It's happening. We've got to take the word of the Lord and stand against it and be set free from it. And on the other side, we've got to apply the word of the Lord and believe it. Revelations chapter 22. You can keep your finger back there in Leviticus. We're going to come right back there. And in Revelations, both places. Revelations 22, final chapter of the word of the Lord, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these words, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book, which you will find in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Very last few verses of the Bible, God says that the plagues that are written in this book, you'll get them. And the only place we find those plagues is back over in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, basically. So evidently it still applies to us today. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, or refuse to accept what Leviticus and Deuteronomy says, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now let's go back over to the 20th chapter of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. And you shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. Absolute requirement that we be holy. Revelations chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Strange that appears in the last book of the Bible. And for what reason? That I might have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. So if we want to have a right to the tree of life, then it's necessary that we obey and keep the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's my Bible study for this afternoon. We'll get back to that in a little while. I'm going to ask Irma to come and talk to you for a while. I know she's going to use scriptures, tell you what she's going to talk about, but then we'll have a deliverance service.
It's really good to see all of you. Brother Worley will be back with us this evening. He has to have some rest, you know. Glenn said I had something to say. I hope the Holy Spirit has something to say, because my head feels kind of blank. the Lord is good, and I think I'll go right from where he left off in Hosea 4 and 6. The service starts tonight at 7. I think we forget to make announcements around here. We're not very loyal to bulletins and announcements, but tonight at 6 or 7, and the meal will be served tonight at 5 or when we get through. And they're going to baptize in water immediately after this. I'll be real fast. Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Say, my people. That's us. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, that's us also, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. We go rattling around, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, my people are... But we never read the rest of it. We never quote the rest of it hardly. But it says, I will also reject thee. So we must not reject the knowledge that the Holy Spirit is bringing forth. Now, sometimes you can't handle everything that's brought forth in a convention. And we try to go to different conventions ourselves and sit back there and get prayed for and get refreshed in the Lord. We all need these refreshings. And there's hardly ever a service that I ever go to that I don't learn something, because I try to open up my heart. Now, some of you may be real adverse to women ministers or women teachers, and I am a helpmate to Glenn for 43 years. I've been helping him, and I think I would have to be like Smith Wigglesworth's wife. I told my mother-in-law once, now, if I ever die, please help Glenn get dressed for the funeral. But, you know, I have to be right alongside of Glenn, and Smith Wigglesworth felt that way about his wife, and when she died, he brought her back to life. And she said, Smith, don't you ever do that again. But almost all the time, on every business we've ever owned, and we've owned lots of them, I have always worked side by side with Glenn, and we are one in Christ. And I hope that you can look over that and not... I know you get tired of hearing women sometimes, and I'll try not to be very long, but let's don't be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Let's try to receive it. And ask the Lord. Maybe you can't receive anything that's come forth here, but ask the Lord to show you through other sources. And it's amazing how you'll be shown from other sources, and you can put two and two together, and then it will just sort of clear up. Now let's go over to the book of Proverbs, fourth chapter. You know, the Bible says we are perfected through the fivefold ministries. And I always say, if you're sitting in a church where they're not bringing in apostles, prophets, and evangelists and teachers, and are only sitting under one pastor all the time, it's almost impossible for you to be perfected. We all need all of these various ministries, and the Lord has many ministries for us. And you can receive if you open up your hearts to receive. Let's see, let's look at the 18th verse of Proverbs, fourth chapter of Proverbs. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. You know, growing up in a Christian home, you almost feel you know most everything until you start getting, the Lord starts really changing and wanting to change you, and then he starts throwing many things at you, and you can either receive it or reject it. And if the Lord dealt very strongly with Glenn and I any time between the time we got married in 1941 until 1964 or 5, I didn't notice it. I mean, we went to church every Sunday in Sunday school, and he was the head, and we went every Wednesday night, and we had young people services and women's missionaries and all this. But God did not drastically begin to deal with us until 1964 and 65. And then he began to deal hard with us, throwing all these things about no rapture and the Israel message and the deliverance message and the eating right message. And I mean, we just were thrown at, it was just thrown at us. And for some reason, I believed it. I didn't like some of it, but I knew down deep in my heart, and I could look back over all the years that I've been a Christian and filled with the Spirit, and that what these ministers were trying to tell us. The first time I ever went to a full gospel businessmen's convention, I cried all the time. And I wrote my father a letter later. He was back near Quincy, Illinois, and we lived in California, because sitting on the platform, prophesying, interpreting, were Presbyterian ministers, the pastor of the oldest Presbyterian church in the United States. And he was having a ball, dancing, and just really rejoicing before the Lord. And there I sat there, all dried up in my spirit, watching the Nazarene minister pray in the spirit and interpret, and watching the Baptist. And I wrote my dad a letter, a very shaking letter, and because they made a phone call immediately when they got it. And I said, you know, Daddy, you've lied to me all my life. You've said that we Assembly of God people are the only ones that's saved and going to heaven. And I said, you should see all these denominational people that's getting the Holy Spirit, and they are all more spiritual than any of us. And that really shook up my father, too. And my mother said, well, no Catholic could ever get the Holy Spirit. I know that. But the priests were up there, and the nuns were sitting, the whole crowd right up here in front, and they were dancing. And I sat back there weeping and weeping. But when we begin to weep, that's when God is really moving on us. When we begin to weep before the Lord, and God began to deal with us in very strange ways. We were all tied up in the aerospace industry as consultants in the publication field, and we were just, I mean, we had team spirit. We've never let anything buffalo us. We always said we could do it. Sometimes Glenn has made commitments. We can get that project out, 25,000 pages. We can get it out in 7 weeks. Sure we can. And I'd hold my head and say, oh, dear. But we would walk into those companies, and they would have a remnant of people chosen. Maybe some General Electric people would be there, and some Bell telephone company people would be there, and Lockheed scientists would be there, and all these different scientists. And they'd have a nucleus of about 400 people in a great big building, and we'd get that project out so they could get a new contract to make an airplane or something. But I've always been one to throw my whole self into everything. And so that's why Glenn throws me up here, because he thinks that I work right beside him and that I should be able to pull something out of this word at any time. And we should, because listen to this. My son or my daughter, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Now, if you're meditating on the word day and night, and I don't mean be fanatical. I've already served my sentences of fanatical and early, of being fanatical in early Pentecost. I don't want any more of that. And we don't have to sit around and just read the Bible all the time, but you can meditate on the word while you're working on a job. I can be writing letters to people and banging away at my typewriter as fast as I can go and meditating on a scripture or thinking about what I'm going to teach on next week or something. So we can all do that. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto thee, unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet. You know, sometimes we'll pray for people, and I really have to get the victory over this. We'll pray for people, and they'll get such tremendous deliverance, and they'll walk right out and go to a bar and have cocktails and smoke and do I don't know what all. And then the next day they come right back for some more prayer. And then we pray again, because we have to forgive 70 times 7, you know. And then they go right back again. But it says, watch the path of your feet, and let all thy ways be established. God is touching every facet of us. All of you are being changed. Little by little, he's changing us. He's changing me. He's changing me. And little by little, he's changing all of you. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Now that says a lot. And if you'll ponder on this, how to remove your feet from evil, there's a scripture that talks about feet that are swift to run to mischief. The other day, some lady called me, and she had already been through divorces and drunken husbands, and she was getting another divorce. I said, why do you want to get another divorce? Well, I don't know, she said. And I said, well, I don't see why, with hardly any money or anything, why you need a divorce right now. And she come to me the other day, and she said, I'm glad you said that. But see, the enemy would like to drag us by the feet into something that's wicked. When Derek Prince got saved, he was a PhD at Cambridge University, and he drank, what was it, a pint or a quart or a fifth or so, I don't know much about liquor. Anyway, he drank a whole bunch of whiskey every day, normally, every day. But he said the next day after he got saved, and he got saved through a taxi cab driver preaching in a mission that they were invited to a dinner, and he liked food, so he went there. He was in the army. And this taxi driver stood up on a chair, walked the railings, and galloped the seats. And Derek looked at him. But you know, that educated man, so educated, the word of God came alive in that man, and he got saved. But when he went to get his whiskey the next day, nobody ever told him not to drink. So this afternoon, I'm really telling you, don't be drinking. It's not good for you. That's right. And that brings me to something I'm going to tell you about, a deliverance we've had around here. But he, every time he started to walk into that bar, there was something grabbed him around the legs and feet and kept him from going in there. And it did it about three times with three struggles. He was trying to go in the bar and he couldn't. So this thing grabbed his, an unseen angel, I'm sure, grabbed his legs and held him back. And he concluded, he's so logically minded anyway, he concluded that it must be that the Lord did not want him to go in there and get that whiskey. Well, isn't that a wonderful experience for somebody like that? See, God deals with all of us in the realm or wherever we are.
And he never went back.
And he never went back. One day we were with Brother Worley. We've had the privilege of going and traveling with some of these ministries, and I don't know how God ever thought us up to do that, but we used to go with Derek Prince a lot. And we one time we went with Brother Worley up at Salem, Missouri for about a 3 or 4 night meeting, and we were helping him in the services, and it was in a, what kind of church was that? Episcopal church. And he was having, Brother Worley has nerve to walk into Episcopal church and teach deliverance, but he did it. And we were there. And there was a young couple, and they got up and requested prayer, or the mother did, for this couple's little baby that was dying in the hospital in Springfield, Missouri. And Brother Worley was directing everybody what to do, and so he sent Glenn and I back to pray for this young couple. And when we began to pray, she began to laugh hysterically. And I thought, well, what is the matter with this girl? Her baby's dying. Why is she acting like this? And she just kept on. And finally, I shook her. You know, being an old grandma, I can do things to these young couple or try to teach them. I shook her and I said, young lady, straighten up. Your baby's dying and you shouldn't be laughing and carrying on like this. And she kept on laughing all the more. So I sent an SOS up to the Lord. And I said, what in the world is this spirit? And he said, wine is a mocker. So I thought about that scripture. I had never delved on that scripture or even meditated on it that I knew of. But the Holy Spirit, whatever we got in our computer is going to come out. And the Holy Spirit says, I'll bring all things to your remembrance. And so... if it's already in there, if you've kept the word in front of your eyes. So I said, do you drink wine? And they both laughed hysterically. I mean, just repulsively. And they said, sure, we drink wine. And I said, that is a mockery of the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit, because when we get filled with the new wine, we're happy, aren't we? And we're drunk in the Spirit sometimes and all that. And so we commanded that mockery spirit to come out, and it came out. And then I thought, well, I'll just go a little further. And that scripture says, and strong drink is raging. So I said to them, do you drink strong drink, like whiskey and all this? And they laughed again and said, sure, but the boy, they were just young slips of kids, about 19 or 20 kids, young married kids. But he went like this to me. And that was that rage from the drinking. If you get angry and rage and just fly up like that, that is from drinking in your before you were a Christian. Even if you're not drinking now, see the leftovers. We get the leftovers of these powers, and we deliver that young couple by the power of the name of Jesus. And one time, when we first come here, there was absolutely nothing on this ground. It was just rocks. And so we had to rent a building downtown to move our tapes and books and offices and everything. And we were having, I think it's about the first camp meeting or second camp meeting. And I was out here. I had usually worked up there, but the girl that worked for me up there, the two women, a salesman came in. He told him he was a salesman. He was a Baptist. And he started telling about his experience with the Lord. And she said, you know, you need to go out to the Miller's campground where they're having this deliverance camp. And so he came that night, and he stood up and testified. He said, about 6 months before, at the Jackson, Mississippi convention, I had sold his sister-in-law a book called 9 o'clock in the Morning. And she mailed it to them. They lived in northern Arkansas. And he said, we read the book, and we did exactly what Dennis Bennett said to do in the back. We sat down. He said, I told my wife, now, if this is of God, we can have this too, because God is not a respecter of persons, and that's true, and everybody in here can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So he said he sat down with his wife and his two children, and he prayed for them, and they prayed the prayer, and they all received the baptism of the Holy Spirit right there, just easy. This Baptist. Well, he didn't know how to handle what he had, and the enemy was out to get him. And he started getting spirit guides, is what it was, came to visit him. And they told him, you're just like Jesus. You're a miracle worker. And he said, I am. And the guide, the spirit said, yes, you are. And so he prayed for somebody, and they got healed. And one day he was downtown, and he said this voice spoke to him and said, you're a God. He said, I am. And it said, you could do anything because you're a God. He went out in back of this big supermarket and picked up one of those huge, big trash bins. Way, you know, 8 feet long. Picked it up with one hand, held it up, and was yelling, I am God, I am God. And he thought all of this was of God, but it really wasn't. So they come with the paddy wagon and took him away and locked him up in the mental ward for 3 days. And he got in there and he was saying, Lord, I don't know what's happening to me, but I was a good Baptist. And even though he was a big drinker, and he was a salesman, everything he sold cost $25,000 or more. And he had one customer in this town, and he just happened, by the grace of God, these happenings happen to people by God's grace. He came into town, he went in that bookstore, and he told that lady, and she told him to come here. Well, when everybody had left, we began to pray. There was an evangelist and his wife here, and Glenn and I, and Kevin. And we began to pray, and these things began to manifest in him. Anger, and he would swell up. He was a small man, but he'd swell up strangely. And these things would manifest and name themselves. And I think the first one that named itself was whiskey. And when it came out with all the aroma of whiskey. And then he kind of calmed down, and we'd say, who else is in there? And vodka named itself. And every kind of liquor, stuff I'd never, ever heard of, named themselves, maybe 15 kinds. And then, or 20, Glenn says, we kept track of them at the time, but after a while you get tired of keeping track of things, and you just pray and forget it, you know. But this is, I don't know why I'm on this subject, and I certainly didn't think about this, this mockery and this rage. Now, I didn't know about those scriptures. I knew them, but we never used them that night. But when we thought we had everything out and he was praising the Lord and even praying in tongues, all of a sudden his face contorted. Now, when you're discerning of spirits, if you watch people's face and eyes, you can discern things that's not quite right. And so all of a sudden his face contorted, and we said, "Who are you?" And it said, "I'm just the baby. I'm only the wee one. I won't hurt him. Please don't make me go. I'm only the baby." Well, you almost felt sorry for the poor little imp. But we said, "No, you can't stay. You're going to have to go. Now, who are you? In the name of Jesus, give us your name." And it says, "My name is Moonshine." He told us that when he was 4 years old, he went on a fishing trip with his father and another man, and they were drinking moonshine out of a jug, and they didn't have any water to give him, so they gave him a drink out of this. See where your feet can take you, and you can get contaminated so easily. And that was really the strong man. The wee one was the strong man. He opened the door for every other kind of drinking. Now, isn't that sort of mind-boggling? But that happened to us. And you see, we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And that man, he comes once a year. He's working for a different company. He lives in Richardson, Texas. And he comes once a year to visit us and to take us out for dinner and get checked over. And we go out to eat usually. And every time he comes, he gets some more deliverance. And we think a lot of him. We think a lot of all of you, really. We really do. When I saw Phil playing the piano, the first time he ever walked in, he lives over in Pennsylvania near Baltimore, and he came in the door, and I have a rapport with engineers because I've worked with them for so many years, and I walked over to him, and I said, "Did you come for some deliverance or something?" And I greeted him, and every meal he would search us out and eat with us, with Glenn and I. And one day I asked him, "Would you like to have prayer up in the offices?" And he said he would. And he got tremendous deliverance. And then the next day he comes and said, "Can I go back up in that office again?" There's a lot of power up in that office, but we don't have to go up in the office to get delivered. We can get delivered down here. But anyway, and we would beg him to play the piano and organ when we found out, and he didn't want to do it. But we love them very much, and they come as often as they can. He and his wife and the children are in school now, but we do appreciate how the Lord keeps changing and bringing out the talents that's in all of us. All of you can pray. And all of you can give your testimony. Now, don't try to push everything down somebody's throat that you've learned here. Because in the first place, they won't understand you. In the second place, they'll think you're crazy. And the third place, it would be out of order. The devil loves out of order things. You know, he just loves confusion and out of order. And many people have gone back home, and they've tried to convert their preacher in just one easy lesson, and they've ruined themselves. Now, we did that. I wouldn't suggest that you try it, though, because you'll sure get put out of the church. We went to one meeting, where Derek Prince was, and when he and Kenneth Hagin, they were casting out spirits, evil spirits, and we came back and told the whole church, and we had the music director and young people's leader with us, and when she got up and testified that while she was leading the choir that she'd been delivered from a spirit of fear, the church went berserk, and the deacons jerked her husband off of the organ, threw him in a side room, threw him up against the wall, forbid him to ever play the organ again, and things started to roll. Heads rolled.
That was our last service.
That was our last service in that church. But you know, whenever they need prayer, who do you think they call? Who do you think they call? All the way back here, they call. And before we moved from California, we get all kinds of phone calls when they really need it. And people will search you out, because if you give your testimony, they may not like it, but if they ever need prayer, we were having a caravan of Avion trailer people come in, about 25 or 30 down here in the camping, and they needed to have a meeting. And so we let them have it in here, and then they asked Glenn and I if we would talk. Well, oh yes, they want to know all about this place. There is a very strong spirit of peace and of the Holy Spirit and of Christ Jesus when these people come in, and they'll always say, why do I feel so good and why do I feel so light? And most of them, a lot of them are sinners. Some of them have gotten saved. Some of them have come to the meetings. And so anyway, we got up and we began to tell how the Lord brought us here. And I mean, he brought us here. We are not people that live on dreams and visions and follow dreams and visions. We checked that out 7 years after Glenn had that vision before we moved here. And then I came almost dragging my feet and screeching. But I told, why the Lord quickened it to me, but we were in Beaumont, Texas one day at a full gospel convention. And a man walked up, and they used to always come up and pray for me at the book table, because I always looked bedraggled and tired, I guess, because it was 7 o'clock in the morning till midnight every day. And many times I did the conventions by myself at a book table, and you're really, in those early days when nobody hardly was making tapes, we were just swamped. But this man walked up, and very authoritatively, he prayed over me, and then he began to prophesy. And he said to me, a long prophecy all about this place, but we had just bought it. After we bought this place, we didn't move here for 2 more years after we bought it. But at the very end of the prophecy, he said, you are in need of legal advice, and the Lord would have you use the R.G. Laternal lawyer. And so when he finished prophesying to me, I said to him, do you know that Glenn and I both worked for R.G. Laternal in Peoria, Illinois, before we were married and after we were married? He said, sister, I don't know a word the Lord has said to you. I don't know what it means, but whatever he has said to you, you do it, and that man will be found in California. Well, I went to tell Glenn, and you know, he's blubbery all the time, and he blubbered, and we know and are friends to part of the Laternal family. And I was telling all this to these Avion people. Well, they didn't know what the gift of prophecy was, I don't think, but they listened, and they were excited. And I said, we couldn't wait till we got back to California. We bolted in the house, and we called part of the Laternal family and asked them who the lawyer was. And they said, well, we don't know. Well, why don't you call somebody in Fresno? So we called somebody in Fresno, they told us. And they said, well, we don't know. Why don't you just call Bob Laternal or Mrs. Laternal? They'll tell you. And so they didn't answer, so they gave us the address, too, and we wrote. And in 3 or 4 days, we had an answer back who the attorney was. And the last thing that man said was he'll be found in California. Well, we lived in Northridge, and the man was in Pasadena. And so Glenn made an appointment and went over there. The man didn't want to see Glenn. He said, well, I've got too many. I have so many nonprofit corporations, I can't handle another one, and so on and so forth. Yes. And so when he heard that, why, he had been the Laternal lawyer since in the 30s. And so he saw Glenn, and he listened to what Glenn, he asked.
He said, give me 15 minutes.
Yeah, he said, I'll give you 15 minutes. So then he asked Glenn what we were going to do, and Glenn said, well, there's a lot of families that are in a lot of trouble, and a lot of people need help, and we're going to pray for them, and we're going to cast demons out of them, and we're going to do this. And he went, and he said, and Glenn said, there's a lot of kids on dope that need help, and parents don't know what to do, and it's going to take the Lord Jesus. And when Glenn finished talking, it was over an hour, and the man was crying. He first asked Glenn, well, what's your gimmick? Well, Glenn is not a gimmick person, so he said, I don't even know what you mean, sir. He said, well, you got to have a gimmick to raise money. And Glenn says, well, if I have to have a gimmick to raise money, then I don't have a gimmick. So, and so the man said, well, go on. He was looking at Glenn, and so when he got all finished, he looked at Glenn, he said, you're the most honest man I've ever talked to. And he was weeping. And we don't know if he had a grandson on dope or he had some problem, we knew. And he didn't want to charge Glenn anything. Well, Glenn didn't have enough nerve to walk out of there without paying the man his rightful amount, and Glenn insisted on paying him. But in the meantime, he did walk in and give Glenn the corporation papers that were made out by God through Brother Letourneau. R.G. Letourneau waited upon the Lord and gave as much as 98% of all of his earnings to the Lord. And when we worked there, you had to be saved to work in that factory, and you had to go to chapel service every day at noon and listen to them preach, mostly Baptist preachers and quartets, and that was just a rule. So anyway, while I was telling this, when I finished, a woman stood up. Oh, yeah, she began to cry. But we said, we don't know who the man was that prophesied over us in Beaumont. And she stood up and she said, I'll tell you who the man is. He lives across the street from me, and he was as astonished about all of that as you were. Now, isn't that something? Well, I'll get back to my trend of thought. The whole place was just sort of in, you know, awe. And the next day I was down here, and they were having a chili supper or fish fry or something, and we came down for it. And one of the women said, you know, I think this is just a cult. I think they're a cult here. And the other woman said to her, look, you better be quiet, because we all may have to come here to get prayer someday, and we'll know where to come. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to get back to keeping the word. When Derek Prince stayed in our home once for 10 days, he kept saying every day, I must get time to pray for you and Glenn, I must get time. Well, one day when he was praying for us, the last day before he left, in fact, he was praying for me, and I was in the bedroom with he and his wife, and I was sitting on one of our breakfast room chairs. We'd carried it in there, and he set me out in the middle, you know, out in the middle of the floor like it has to be. And that was before mass deliverance much, and so they began to pray for me. And he had already prayed for me about the occult, but he said, you spirit of forgetfulness, I want you to come out of her. And I thought, now, boy, that's pretty absurd, because Glenn thinks I can remember everything, especially all the bad things, but I had always been an A student, and I couldn't understand what the spirit of forgetfulness was. And he said it three times. The third time he said it, my shoulders jerked just like that. And I knew I didn't do that. And I'm pretty skeptical about a lot of things. And I knew I didn't jerk my shoulders like that. And the fourth time he said it, the spirit in me said, no. And he said, you will obey me. I'm a man of God. And, you know, and the blood of Jesus is cleansing her. And you must come out, you spirit of forgetfulness. And it said, no, we're not coming out. By that time, I began to wring my hands. I was like I was sitting in that chair watching this go on, but I had no control over what was going on. And it said, we are locked to her brain, and we are not coming out. We are, meaning there's more than one of us in there.
And it kept on arguing with him, and it said, "We hate you. We hate you. She never knew we were in there till you've told her. Now look what you've done to us." And he just kept on. And Mrs. Prince had a way of going into high gear. She would shift gears when she's praying for people. And here she was, about 80-some years old. And all of a sudden, she shifted gears and began to pray in tongues. And that spirit threw me off of that chair. My watch flew off. I was just wild. And I couldn't control myself at all. And it said, one of the things it said, "I hate your books because you are telling people who we are." And isn't that the truth? And they hate Brother Worley's books. They hate all these deliverance books. They hate the Bible even. And finally, Mrs. Prince and Derek would say to it, "Bow to Jesus and come out." And then, you know, in that English brogue. And all of a sudden, I found myself on my knees and coughing it out. And I was really astonished when it was all over that all that had happened to me. And I had that spirit. It was locked right back in here. I could feel it when it let go and came out. And I thought, oh, and another thing it said. Derek says, "How do you operate in her?" And it said, "We won't let her remember the Word of God." It said it about three times. "We won't let her remember the Word of God." You see, we cast out evil spirits by the Word. If you've ever been to a Milton Green meeting, it is the most phenomenal meeting that I've ever been to in over 50 years of being a Christian. How he stands up there from 8 o'clock in the morning and keeps 1,000 or more people quiet. Nobody walks around or moves around or jiggers around. And he gives you a little break about 10:30 for 10 minutes. And then he has more reading. And he just reads the Bible. Now that is sovereign act of God. We went to one of his conventions last fall. And I sat there totally astounded. And listened as evil spirits were whining and crying and coming out of people around nearby us. And you could hear, it was such a big auditorium, you could hear it happening. Never neglect the Bible. Even though we have all those books back there, I always manage to say almost every day, and remember, we have the Bible to read. We have the Bible to read. Keep these words. They're health to you and they're life to you. How many what divine health? What was that testimony the other day that somebody just read the Bible and they were healed? It was some drastic disease. Can't remember. I think probably the Lord doesn't want me to talk anymore. And how many has a spirit of forgetfulness of remembering the Word? All right. Shall we cast that out first? And then we'll go to incest. And whatever happens with the casting this out, this not remembering the Word, spirit of forgetfulness, it seems like sometimes there is a freezing of your mind. And I believe those enemies can just cut off those blood vessels up there that carry the messages and cause you not to be able to remember the Word. Now, some people are just walking Bibles. Now, David Alsobrook is an example. He was a drug addict, Nazarene preacher's son. And if there's anything that the devil loves to do is embarrass ministers' children or ministers through their children. But David Alsobrook, when he was a Nazarene boy, but he went on drugs, and then he got saved, really saved, thoroughly saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues. And when that happened, his father quit preaching because it was such a stigma to his calling. But David told us, I believe he read the Bible straight through 7 times until his mind was totally clean. The Word of God cleans our mind. But if you are handicapped by not being able to remember it, then you can't say, "Satan, it is written." Because you don't know what's written in there because your mind is blocked off and these blockages. So we're going to ask the Lord to deliver us from the spirit of forgetfulness. That's the only one that I'm going to take up. Now, are there any people in here that have been heavy drinkers, heavy drunkards, and even like wine today? If you'll just put up your hand, maybe we can. All right. There's some. Maybe Glenn will. Those powers of anger and powers of mockery, and sometimes false tongues comes in with this mockery. But let's concentrate right now on Jesus. First of all, he's our deliverer. I'm only a vessel, Glenn, the Thomases. We're only, Brother Worley, I saw him come in, I think. We're only vessels. But let's get out this spirit of forgetfulness so our minds will be clear. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to deliver us from the spirit of forgetfulness, forgetting the word, or forgetting people's names, or any kind of forgetfulness. We ask you to cleanse us by the precious blood for every time we've ever yielded to this spirit in any form or any way. Now just give a moment for the Holy Spirit to apply the blood. The anointing of the Lord Jesus is here to deliver you from the spirit of forgetfulness. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the use of your name. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we can say it is written, Satan. Thank the Lord that we can submit to you, Father. We can resist the devil and he has to flee. That's your word and you cannot lie. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of forgetfulness, both feet on the floor, the spirit of forgetfulness to come out of these people in Jesus' name. I bind you, Satan, you spirit of forgetfulness, forgetting the Bible. That's right, they're coming out already. Forgetting names, freezing, blocking. Out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, get out of their minds. Get out of their head. Get out of their brains in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. You're a deceiver, Satan. You will not hold these people captive. Their minds must be cleared so they can say it is written. Come on out. Come on out of these people. I think we need some workers, Glenn. Brother and Sister Thomas can help. In Jesus' name, come out of their heads. Mind blockages, mind binding spirits that hold these people from remembering the word of God. We command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name. Come on, more deep breaths. Let them go. Let them go. All these powers, you powers of forgetfulness. It has caused the mind not to be able to listen and hear what the brain is saying and the Holy Spirit is saying. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring all things to our remembrance. We must stand on that word. It is written, Satan. The Holy Spirit will bring all scripture to my remembrance. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. Come out of her head. Come out of her mind in Jesus' name. Come out of her mind in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you must go, forgetfulness. Not remembering the word. Not reading the word enough. Not getting their minds clean. In Jesus' name, come out of this girl. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. Yes, you will. Come on out. Yes, you will. In Jesus' name, you will come out. In Jesus' name. We have submitted ourselves to God. We have resisted you, and you have to leave in Jesus' name. We're not afraid of you. You come on out in Jesus' name. You will come out in Jesus' name. You will come out in Jesus' name. You are defeated. You are defeated. Her mind will be clear. Her mind will be clear. Yes, you come out now. You come out now in Jesus' name. Everybody get with it over here on this side now. Let's let this little commotion. That's a deterrent to us, see? And you get your mind off of it. Get your mind on Jesus now. Every bit of forgetfulness of the word and mind control spirits, get out of their minds now in Jesus' name. Get out now in Jesus' name. Get out now in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name, you are a deceiver, Satan. In Jesus' name, you will leave. You will leave. You will go. You will go now. You will go now in Jesus' name. You will go now in Jesus' name. You will go now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Everybody pray in the Spirit. This is only a skirmish. Everybody look to Jesus. He's our deliverer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Out of these women, out of these men, in Jesus' name, out of these men and out of these women, in Jesus' name, you must go. You must go. You must go, Satan. Forgetfulness, you must leave now, in Jesus' name. All mind control spirits, you must go, in Jesus' name. Holding back the word of God, you must leave. You are our enemy, and we cast you out. You do not belong in God's people. Command you to go. We command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Rikandala Bahundalia Sandaya Sidalaya Maya Sundala Bandaria Handala Basandala Banda. We command these minds to become clear. We can clearly speak the word of God. We can clearly speak the word of God. In Jesus' name. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glenn, can you pray for this? The man on his knees. Pray for you. Come out of him. Come out of this young man in Jesus' name. Come out of all these young people in Jesus' name. You are a defeated foe. You must go. I bind insanity in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of insanity in Jesus' name. 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 Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Deliver thy people, O Lord. Deliver thy people, O God. Deliver thy people, Jesus. Deliver thy people, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. All mind blockages. Mind blockages, come loose, come loose, come loose. We loose these people in the name of Jesus. We loose the Holy Spirit into this area of their minds. We loose the Word of God in their minds. In Jesus' name. Glenn.
I take authority over the spirit of anger and rage and mockery. I take authority over the spirit of rage and mockery and anger. I bind you in Jesus' name. Mockery. Mockery and rage. Come out. Come out of these people. I break your power from alcohol, strong drink, wine, mockery. I break your powers over these people. I break your powers over them. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Mockery. Mockery and rage. Come out. Mockery and rage. Come out. Move. Come out. Move. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over you, you spirits of mockery and rage. I bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power. Come out. Come out. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out of these. Come out. Come out of God's people. Come out. Come out. I take your rights away. I break your power. I take your rights away. I break your power over these people. Come out of them. Come on. Mockery and rage. mockery, rage, anger, anger from strong drink and from wine. Break your power. Come out of them. Come out. Move. Move. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Come on, move. Come out, move. Come on. Come out, I said. Name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Move. Move. Come out. Mockery and rage and anger. Come out. Come out. Set God's people free. Move. Come on, break your power in Jesus' name. Break your power over God's people. Loose them. Set them free. Set them free. Move. Come out. Move. Anger and rage and mockery. Come on, move. 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 Come out. Move. Move. Come on, move in Jesus' name. All of you, every bit of it, anger and rage, mockery, and strong drink from wine. Come on, I break the powers of it. I take your rights away, every one of you. I take your rights away. I bind you to dead judgment. Father, send the angels to collect them up and take them. Thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Come out of these people. Come out. Set us free. Move by your power. Move. Set us free in Jesus' name. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Break your powers over them in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. All right, we're going to turn to the incest and bestiality, these spirits. Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I take authority over all the sex sins of homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, incest. I take authority over them in these people in Jesus' name. I come against the curses of it. Jesus became a curse so that we don't have to bear the curse. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus and take authority over the curses that are visited because of your word says so as far as the 10th generation. And I take authority over these curses and I break them off of God's people in Jesus' name. And I take authority over you spirits back for 30 generations and I bind your power. You spirits of incest, I break your power. You spirits of incest, come out of God's people. Incest, relations with brothers and sisters, relations with aunts and uncles, or mother and father, ungodly incest relations. I take authority over you. I bind you. Come out of these people. Spirits of incest, come out. Spirits of incest, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of incest, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of incest, come out. Come out. Come out. I break your power over God's people. I loose them from it. Come out. Move. 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 Incest. Incest with uncles. Incest with grandfathers. Incest by father or by mother or grandmother. Spirits of incest. Come out. Come out. I break them over these people. Loose them in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. You spirit of homosexuality, I bind you. Come out of these people. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of homosexuality. Loose these people. Come out. Come out. I bind you. I break your power. Lesbianism. Spirit of lesbianism. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of these people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Move. 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 I break your power over these people. Come on. Move. Move. Come on. I bind you. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord to collect these up and keep them to the day of judgment when you'll judge them. I thank you for it, Father. Let the angels gather them up and keep them. Help us, Lord. Pull them out. Take authority over them. I take authority over them. I break the powers of incest over these people. I break the powers of ungodly sexual relations. I break those powers in Jesus' name. I break the powers over these people. I loose them. I set them free. Come out. Come off of them. Come out. Move. 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 Spirits of incest. I break your power. Ungodly sexual relations. Adultery. Adultery. Fornication. Adultery. Fornication. I break your power in Jesus' name. I break your power over these people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Move, move, move. Come out. Come out. Come out. Jesus is Lord. You will obey. Jesus Christ is Lord. In his name you will obey. Come out. Move. Move. Come out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Come out. Move in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Move, move, move. I break your power. I take your rights away. The blood of Jesus cleanseth. 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 I apply the blood. I apply the blood. I apply the blood. I cover with the blood. I sprinkle this place with the blood of the Lord Jesus. I sprinkle these people with the blood of the Lord Jesus. I cover with the blood of the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blood that cleanses and washes. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Father, I confess these sins. I ask you to remove them as far as the east from the west. I take your right away, Satan. I take your right away, Satan. I break your power in these people's lives. I loose them from your dominion. I loose them from your demonic dominion. You demonic powers, I bind you. I take your rights away from these people. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. For it is written, Satan, that I have authority over you in Jesus' name. And I take that authority. I bind you. Spirit of mockery. Spirit of mockery, I bind you. Every spirit of mockery, I bind you. Every spirit of mockery, I bind you. Loose these people. Set them free. Come out. I break your power over them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break your power. I set them free. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Move in Jesus' name. Move. Come out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Every spirit of mockery, move. Come out in Jesus' name. Spiritual rage, I break your power. Loose these people. Set them free. Come out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord 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 Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of bestiality. You spirit of bestiality, I bind you in these people. I bind you, spirit of bestiality. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind you, spirit of bestiality. I bind you. Loose these people. I break the power of the curse of it for 30 generations. I break the power of the spirit of bestiality. I break it in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it. I loose these people from the power of bestiality. You spirit of bestiality, come out of these people. Come out of them. Come out of God's people. I break the power. I break the curse of it from off of them. I break the curse. Spirit of bestiality, come out. Come out. Bestiality, come out. Every form. Every form of bestiality, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Every animalistic form of bestiality, come out in Jesus' name. I break your power over these people. Come out of them. Loose them. Set them free. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanseth. The blood of Jesus cleanseth. The blood of Jesus cleanseth. I break your power. I bind your power. Loose these people. Set them free in Jesus' name. I loose them. I set them free from it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I bind your power. I break it. I set you free in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus cleanseth. The blood of the Lord Jesus cleanseth. I apply the blood to the sins of our forefathers. I apply and appropriate the blood to the sins of our forefathers. And I pray, and I thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus cleansing us. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Every spirit of bestiality, I bind you today in judgment. Father, send the angel of the Lord to pull these things and to take them out and to keep them till you judge them at the judgment seat. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ancestral curses. I break the powers of ancestral curses. I break the powers of ancestral curses over these people in Jesus' name. I break the powers of ancestral curses in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them. Ancestral curses. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Ancestral curse of witchcraft and voodoo. Ancestral curse of witchcraft and voodoo. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name over these people. Loose them. Loose them. Come off of them. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power. I break it in Jesus' name. move, move, move. Come out, move, move in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You spirits of insanity, I take authority over you in Jesus' name. I bind you. Spirits of insanity, I bind you in Jesus' name. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of insanity, I rebuke you. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, spirit of insanity. I bind you. Spirits of insanity, come out. Loose God's people. Loose them. Set them free. Spirits of suicide, I bind you. Spirit of suicide, I bind you. Come out of these people. Set them free. Spirits of suicide. Suicide. Self-destruction. Self-destruction, I bind you. Come out of these people. Set them free. Suicide. Self-destruction. Come out of them. Insanity. Insanity. I break your power over these people. Set them free. Listen, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Move. 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 Move in the name of the Lord. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You spirits of Catholicism, I take authority over the spirits of Catholicism. Infant baptism, I break your power. Confirmation, I break the power of it over these people in Jesus' name. Infant baptism, confirmation, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Loose these people. Spirits of Catholicism, I rebuke you. I break your power over these people. Come off of them in Jesus' name. Break your power. Fear the Pope. Fear the priest. Fear the nun. I bind you. I break your power over these people in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come off of these people. Set them free. Spirits of idolatry, I break your power. Spirits of idolatry. Spirits of Mariology, I bind you. I break your power over these people. Loose them. Loose them. Come off of them. Set them free. I break your power over these people. I break the powers of Catholicism. I loose them off of it in Jesus' name. Move. Move. Come out. Come out. Move. 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 Loose them. Loose them. Set them free. Come off of them in Jesus' name. Spirits of Catholicism, I bind you. I break your power over these people. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Set them free. Come on. Move. Move. The blood. The blood cleanses. The blood. The blood cleanses. Loose them. Loose them. Mama, move. 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 Come on. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Come on. The blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses. The blood cleanses. The blood. I put the blood of Jesus over these people. Come on. Move. Yes. Move. 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 Come on. Move. Move. Rage. Anger. Come on. Move. Move. Anger. I bind you. Spirit of anger. I bind you. Rage. Rage. I bind you. I bind you. Come off. Come out in Jesus' name. Rage. Anger. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Move. 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 I said, come out of him in Jesus' name. I said, come out of him. Come out. Come out. Come out of him. Come out. Come out of him. I said, come out of him. Come out of him. Come out. Come out. Come out of him. Come out. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord. Praise you for victory, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you for victory in the camp, Father. Thank you for victory in the camp. Thank you for victory in the camp, Father. I praise you for it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for victory in the camp. You spirit of stoicism. You spirit of stoicism. I bind you. I break your power over these people. Spirit of stoicism. I bind you. I break your power over these people. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Loose them. Come off of them. You spirit of stoicism. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come off of them. Move. Move. Move in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Move. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.